I will say you straight.
Yeah.
Mom, yeah, but she
mom's usually the craziest one in the family.
Yeah, but mom doesn't want you to be crazy.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Mom wants you to be, you know, a thoughtful, caring, kind, selfless person.
Yeah.
Who takes her out for steak or somewhere.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger, I was worried. I was young. I was worried. I was probably 8, 9 years old. And I'm like, my mom's, you know, she's talking bad. She's talking about suicide and stuff. So I went up to my father and I said, Dad, my ma wants to kill herself. And he said, Chris, of course she wants to kill herself. She has 8 boys. But she persevered. That's what moms do. They persevere.
Yeah, it might be warm enough to take mom to the beach this weekend.
Oh, no. Who wants to go to beach with their mother? Do you go to the beach?
Yeah, we go to the beach.
Yeah. I guess you can. I guess, yeah, if Ma likes the beach, bring her out for beach day.
75 on Saturday.
It's a lot, though.
Take her to the beach. Let her wear a swimsuit. Earn some money.
I don't know. Who wants to go to the beach with their mother?
Who doesn't want to go to the beach with their mother?
You
used to go to the beach with your mother.
Yeah, no, I've been to the time. I still go to the beach with my mother every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I just do.
Does she hold your hand when you're crossing the street?
My mom hasn't held my hand in probably 40 years. Maybe more. Yeah. No. It's tough love family. That's the family I come from.
Pickleball?
Tough love.
Play pickleball with mom?
No.
No, I'm saying it's something you can do.
I don't think I've ever done that. I have played pickleball, but not with my mother.
I've debated putting a pickleball court in the backyard of the house.
I don't know about this mom best friend thing that a few guys I know have. That's a little much for me.
That's a little creepy.
Your mom is your mom. They're not your best friend.
Yeah.
And moms out there should not be best friends to their sons or daughters. No. I don't think so.
Unless she's hot.
What, the mother and the daughter?
No, like the mom and the son.
The mom and the son are hot?
No, if the mom's hot.
If the mom's hot, the son can hang out with a hot mama?
Like if you walk
bring in... Bring to parties?
Yeah, like if you walk into a bar with a hot mom, you know, it's like people are gonna notice you. People are going to be like, hey.
It's bizarre.
Your mom's hot.
It's strange.
You know.
I don't want anybody telling me my mom's hot.
I'd like to talk to you. Your mom's hot.
My mom's an attractive woman, but I never want to hear anybody tell me that.
Attractive
it's
women.
It's my mother.
Attractive women are, you know, attracted to attractive women. So they come over and they're like, hi, you're good looking. This is my son. He's available.
I've never been that hot up to get a date.
Last Mother's Day, he gave me a massager.
And you got the rabbit. You got the massager and the rabbit.
You know,
That's pretty good.
I'm just saying, if you walk into a bar with an attractive woman, people notice. You know, it's sort of like, especially like the uglier the guy who walks into the bar with the attractive woman, the more it gets noticed. Because now it's like, what's she doing with him? Like short guys, like unattractive guys, you find an attractive woman to be like your wingman. And everyone will be like, what is going on there? Because everyone looks at her and they're like, what's she doing with him? And then the next question is he rich? Is he?
Yeah, but
is he skilled? Is he?
I don't know.
Does he own a corn farm?
I don't know. I don't worry about what anybody thinks anymore.
Well, you know, that's why your life is the way it is.
I know. Well, it's good.
Well,
I'm in a good place.
If you're happy with it, then you know.
I don't need a bunch of guys telling me my mother's hot at the bar.
Your neighbors would like to have a word with you, but that's okay.
Oh, my neighbors love me. I was working with my neighbor today on a lawnmower. We're working on a lawnmower together.
Are you fixing a lawnmower?
Yeah.
What kind of lawnmower? Gas, electric?
It's a Toro. Yep. It's a gas.
Gas? What was the issue with the lawnmower? Just the spring?
Need to clean it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The carburetor's a little clogged because I have a dusty lawn.
Yeah, that's so, it. Yeah, you got the...
So, yeah, I just needed a little tune-up.
Nice.
But things are starting to grow, so I'm like, I got to get some mowing done.
My grass is like 8 inches long. I got to get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I just found out that the town is coming by to repair the street, which means they're probably going to rip up the lawn in front of the house again.
Yeah?
I'm still recovering from the last time they ripped up the house in front of the lawn. Because what happens is... Every stray leaf, branch,
yep.
needle, piece of paper, whatever. If it blows, it winds up in my front yard. and it winds up in the holes where I'm trying to grow grass, and the grass doesn't grow because all the loose stuff in the neighborhood is magnetically attracted to these holes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you do to get out of this situation. But I got to find some kind of grass that can overcome this, and it doesn't exist. I may just set fire to the whole thing and forget about it.
I'm looking up a top 10 list for Mother's Day gifts, and the first thing that comes up is surprise cake explosion box. And that's because it's sponsored, of course, at the top of the page.
Of course.
But let's look at 60 best Mother's Day gifts for mom in 2023.
60?
According to goodhousekeeping.com, if you're lucky enough to get 60 years of Mother's Days with mom, you can get one for every year here. Azalea outdoor bonsai tree. That's kind of cool.
Are there themes like with anniversaries? Like if it's your 45th year with mom, do you have to get her like pearls or something?
I don't think so.
By the way,
anything with mom should not be romantic in any way.
These good housekeeping lists are better known as what we found on the first page of Google results.
They're so bad. An azalea outdoor bonsai tree. I kind of like it. $29. I think my brother actually gave my mother one once. I think he gave her a bonsai.
That thing's overgrown 3 days after you buy it.
If you take care of the bonsai,
nobody can take care of the bonsai.
They're difficult to take care of, and they die right away if you don't for a day or two. Yeah. My family birth month flower print.
No.
Who wants that? So it says like the Nicholas family and it's got a bunch of flowers for each month. Who cares? Cloud slippers. Mom always loves slippers. Mom, slippers is a good idea.
Slippers,
actually.
L.L. Bean has got the good slippers. The wicked good moccasins. Go get some of those.
These slippers do not look comfy. It says must have comfy slippers. They're called Cloud slippers at Amazon. $24. That doesn't look too bad. Portable hand warmer. I don't think Ma needs her hands warm in the summertime.
No.
I mean, May is usually pretty warm. She'll be all right for a while.
If she needs her hands warm in the summertime, you got to take her to see the doctor.
Oh, it's because they're 20% off now because it's summer, I bet. The What I Love About Mom. Oh, these are fun, actually. What I Love About Mom. What I Love About Mom. And you fill in the book. You fill in the things that you love about your mom.
Yeah, time consuming.
These are nice. Yeah, but they're nice. They're thoughtful.
Yeah, but who's got the time to write that down?
Somebody who cares about you. Somebody who loves you.
Yeah, I'm showing up and giving you a gift. That's the time that I have available.
Well, see, that's the kind of book I like. What I Love About Mom. That's a nice idea.
Yeah, because you have time when you're not caring what other people think that lets you do that. See, I don't have the luxury of that.
It's a very thoughtful gift. Very personalized. The next one is a personalized birthstone necklace. I don't think Ma's going to be wearing like rinky-dinky jewelry as she gets older. Maybe for a day or two to make the kid happy. Mid-Maud Bright's bouquet.
Here's the flowers thing. Where's Greta Thunberg?
It's flowers. Mother's Day gift box. It opens up. There's a coffee mug. There's something for her face. There's something that says free foot rub. And then there's some candles.
Mom only needs one mug that says mom on it.
Yeah.
Stop getting her more. She really does not need more. It's a terrarium.
Terrarium. Thank you. Terrarium candle.
And it's not a real terrarium. It doesn't have lizards in it.
Yeah. And it's got like cactuses cactuses in the candle.
Terrarium has lizards in it. That's a cactus planter with a candle stuck in it.
Yeah. What a difference a day makes. Burlap print. So it has all the days the kids were born. Like, she's not going to remember. Like, she's going to forget.
Well, you can't
order that
now.
Moms remember every date. They don't just need a bunch of dates on the wall.
You can't order that now anyway. It's not going to ship in time.
Yeah, that's true. Coupons for mom. That's a nice idea.
They're going to mine the burlap.
It's a nice idea, but it says 52 gift coupons for mom. It's filled with 50 coupons. It says 52. She whips this book out whenever she wants a little R&R or a helping hand around the house. Yeah, good idea. That's the thing, though, that puts the onus on Ma to ask you to do something for her.
I'm getting the market basket gift
card. I don't think that's very thoughtful. You Are My Sunshine music box. That's kind of cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like those. I like those little music boxes. You Are My Sunshine, good song. A little overplayed, but good song.
If you got a kid, it's a thing.
Yeah, Lululemon Everywhere belt bag.
It's a fanny pack.
I think dad would wear that more than mom.
Yeah.
But it's a Lululemon Anywhere belt bag, fanny pack.
That's a fanny pack. Can we move on from the fanny pack?
A bucket list. 1,000 adventures, big and small. Mom doesn't have time for 1,000 more adventures in life. If you put it down to like 25, maybe.
Ma's
but not 1,000 adventures.
Ma's adventures involve driving to pick up the children wherever they're stranded.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
her adventure.
Yeah. That and ordering out.
Yeah.
That's usually good. Personalized puzzle, those are kind of neat. But it's like, who wants to have, you know, be putting together half your kid's head?
Yeah.
You know?
If I'm putting together a puzzle and people I know are looking back at me, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, bring me some wine socks.
There you go.
It just says, bring me some wine on her socks.
All right.
So she puts her feet up and it says, if you can read this, bring me some wine.
Do they have those wine glasses that hold a full bottle?
Because
that's a great gift for mom.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
You know what you do? You get that glass and you put a few ears of corn in there.
Yeah, and, sure. You put a sidecar of corn in there, yeah, with some Chablis.
Yeah, best Mother's Day ever.
Yeah, personalized sweatshirt. Grandma will love this.
Again, we don't have the time.
Yeah.
None of this personalized stuff works.
Grandma's also somebody important on Mother's Day. We should mention Grandma.
That reminds...
She's important.
That
too.
Requires planning
all the
ahead of time.
Are important.
We got like 3 days until Mother's Day. Nothing's shipping.
Mm-hmm. Red antique bottle hummingbird feeder. These are great. You ever have a hummingbird feeder? They come.
Yeah, what we didn't have was hummingbirds.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, there's certain plants that that'll make them come.
Yeah, it's basically a bunch of nectar.
Yeah.
You put a bunch of like this sweet powder in there, and then they come by and they suck it right up and flit away.
Yep.
But they're really neat, and you hear them coming. They're really neat. It's like a giant bug, just like, and then they're gone, like Kaiser Soze. Small leather wallet for women. Who doesn't need a small leather wallet?
That's nice.
Yeah, why not? Everybody could use a new wallet.
That's good.
How often do you replace your wallet?
Like, you get somebody a wallet as a gift every 10 years. Like, 10 years ago.
Unless you
by.
Get it wet, unless somebody pushes you in the pool or something. And then you're out of luck.
Yeah.
I got at least two backup wallets. Birth month flower heart earrings. Yeah.
Nobody's wearing that.
$58. Come on.
Nobody's wearing that.
Too expensive. Initial canvas tote. Who needs their initial on a tote bag? Like you're gonna like anybody else on the beach is gonna have a tote that says K on it, other than me.
Well, they might, but
doubtful.
But if you're trying to find your bag, that can be an easy way to find your bag.
Is Ma losing her mind now?
No, but it's like when you take kids to like an event.
Yeah.
Like something's going on in the park, and it's like everybody's just dropping their stuff in one place. It's nice to know like which one's yours.
Yeah. I dropped, I hardly ever do this, but I was at Costco yesterday, and I had a little envelope in my pocket. I had a little cash in it, had some coupons, and I went and I updated my membership, and I got myself a chicken, and I got myself some pesto, and I got a big salad. So instead of getting a card, I just grabbed it with my hands, and I'm walking along, and I saw my envelope kind of popping out of my pants a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I better stuff that in there. And sure enough, envelope came out, went on the ground. And I went up to the cashier, and I went to get my food. Then I was going to put in one of my coupons that I had in the bag and use the cash. And I'm like, oh, no, it's gone. So I instantly backtracked, and it was gone, like within 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I asked, there was a manager, actually, that had a radio, and he called into the front and asked if they had picked it up, and they said no. And I asked the meat manager there, and they said no, didn't see anybody. And I went and I got my food. I brought it out to the car, came back in, did one more round on my own to look for it. And sure enough, somebody turned it in and everything was still in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised. So an employee must have found it.
Nice.
And they did turn it in. But I don't know what the hell they did with it, because, I mean, I backtracked almost immediately in the same direction. And, they must have gone right up to the other side or something. Or they leafed through that, envelope. And decided to give it back to me.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice. So shout out to Costco employee that found my money and my coupons yesterday up in Nashua. Travel jewelry organizer. Do you think Ma has enough jewelry that she needs an organizer that's about 2x2?
Who's traveling with jewelry? Like the TSA is not letting you bring that on the plane.
You don't think so?
No.
They won't let you bring like a little jewelry box
on
the plane? How come?
No.
Because it's sharp?
Because it's a lethal weapon.
No.
Yeah, you can put somebody's eye out with those
You're
earrings.
You're kidding me. You can take like an earring and just stab somebody in the eye with it?
Yeah, you can strangle somebody with a necklace. You can't bring that on the plane anymore.
Yeah.
Who travels with jewelry?
The pearl necklace killer.
What's wrong with you if you're traveling with jewelry?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Love Pop Mother's Day flowers.
Those are fun. Those cards are great.
These are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a card and you open it up and the thing just... I don't like the exploding ones.
But
this one's a fun. It's like a pop-up book. I loved those pop-up books when I was a kid.
Yeah, Molly's crazy for those Love Pops.
Yeah.
Love Pop does a lot of really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, those are fun. And then you can fold it up when you're done, right, and put it away? Fisher's Finery pure silk, 100% pure silk pillowcase. Nice. But that'll last about a week. Silk, you got to take care of it. Otherwise, it gets ruined.
Well, then your head slides off of it in the middle of the night.
Well, you get a little drool on there, some coffee from breakfast in bed with Ma.
Mascara. Yeah. That's never coming off of that.
Yep, yep, yep. Or maybe Dad was, like, you know, in the bed, too.
Oil of Olay dries it all out.
Yep.
Like, yeah, not, you know.
No. So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's just not practical. A candle statue holder. Candle holder statue.
Of what?
It's like a woman holding two babies.
Oh, God.
And she's got like 70s, like, Twiggy pants on, whatever those
are. Well, it's more like where the hole is.
She's just got a big ass.
It's more where the hole is for the light for the candle that's kind of disturbing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The candle is like in Mom's bum. It's weird.
No, I think that's her front, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's little hearts. She's wearing like hearts pants, like MC Hammer pants, that are like ballooning out. And then the candle you put in the bottom. And you could see a heart on her bum and then the front bum.
Yeah. Yeah,
not a good idea. That's, I don't know, not how that made number 25 on the list.
That's not good
it
design.
It says, great idea from daughters. Like, you think the daughter wants to give her mom that? Like, here's what I think of you, Ma.
Wow.
Family birthday tracker. So clever, it says. Family, the ones we live with, laugh with, and love. I don't think I've done any of those.
Look at how many birthdays are on that thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, how many kids? Is that for the Duggars?
God.
Is that the Duggar family birthday tracker?
You know what it's doing? It's literally tracking other cards that you have to get and gifts that you have to get.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Every third cousin doesn't need a card.
I'm tracking two birthdays.
Like, my dad knew, mother removed, dollar card.
Yeah.
Right?
If you're not
one mother removed, dollar card.
If you're not one of the two birthdays I'm tracking, maybe I'll say hi to you on Facebook. That's all you're getting.
Yeah. Gourmet dipped fancy strawberries. Why not?
That's good.
Those look weird, though. They look like they've rolled them in dirt or something.
Are those nuts?
I don't know what they are. It says toffee, mini chocolate chips, or drizzle.
Okay, so it's crushed up
English
toffee. Drizzle's
fine. But do you need toffee on a strawberry?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Adds a little crunch.
It's a different sensation.
Yeah, it adds a little crunch because the strawberry's soft. That could be good.
I don't know. This point, I think my mom would lose a tooth on those things.
Depending on how hard the
break
toffee
a crown.
Is.
For the mom who likes to keep it comfy, 7/8 traveling pants. What are 7/8 traveling pants? Oh, they what we used to call them, flood pants. So they're like, so a little bit up on the ankle.
They're 7/8 of a pant.
7/8 of a pant. Yeah. So now it's 7/8 off, 11% off.
That's great.
That's pretty clever.
There you go.
Royal pet portrait. We don't need that.
No.
Yeah, it's a dog that's dressed up like he's Charlemagne or something.
I don't know why we're doing that.
I did like, they do have portraits you can make of your mother or your father. Like, did you see those as king and queen and stuff? Those are kind of cool.
I was looking at the Lego, because you can order the Lego portraits online now.
Yeah, yeah. I fooled around with an application to make one, make some.
But
they're pretty cool.
But here, the concept is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they black and white and yellow?
Yeah, you can pick other ones.
No, but
those are the cheap Legos. They mass produce those. Not many people are getting the yellows.
The black and white and yellow looks terrible. And
yeah, you look like a bug. You look like a bee.
You only got three colors. And it's like, what? I want more than three colors.
Yeah. You can get them. They've got about 50 different colors now in the little dots.
Yeah, but you can only get like one color a dot to go with the black and the white.
You got to order them from Denmark.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Ordered a bunch, and I made all four of my Beatles. I finally finished. I made Paul last. He looks like a pig, but I made George out of like some extra colors that I didn't have, and he looks really cool.
It's a great
idea.
The thing about the Lego, like, you know, your photo portrait, it's a great idea poorly executed, is what happened with that.
Yeah. If mom follows the less is more approach, get her the Weekender.
That's good. That's a bag.
Yeah. It's a $108 bag at Bees Travel.
Yeah.
B-E-I-S.
Go get her some Kate Spade instead of that.
Is that Bays or Bees Travel?
I don't know. B-E-I-S.
B-E-I-S Travel?
It's you know,
B-E-I-S Travel.
It's the letters that the Chinese Communist Party pulled out of a hat.
Ma,
to name the company.
Ma can always use a new pocketbook. That's huge.
She can.
Yeah. Toss one in for your lady friend.
You can put a steak in there.
That's true. You can put a couple of corns, a cob, and a rabbit. Premium preserves and butters box. Sweeten up her mornings with some premium preserves and butters.
Who's making this stuff?
How much jam do you have at your house?
We got a couple things of jam.
I have probably 7 things of jam unopened.
Really?
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of jam.
Lasts forever.
Yeah, that's why nobody eats it.
That's not bon maman. Get the bon maman stuff. That's the best.
Yeah. My mom would sometimes have like an English muffin with some jam on it.
What the hell is that?
It's called the deluxe foot warmer.
No,
it's literally slippers, but they're together like fundies or something.
It's like a
monoslipper. Remember Spencer Gift's fundies? It was one pair of underwear that two people got in.
It's like a unislipper.
It's a unislipper. So both your feet go in this giant, thick gray item,
and then you
for
get
$50,
and then you forget you're wearing them.
Then you trip,
try and walk, and break
fall.
Your hip.
And it
fall
says,
and break your hip.
And what's great is the byline says, "Great gift for seniors."
No,
yeah.
That's the
it's
worst.
It's probably
gift
the
for
worst
seniors.
Gift for seniors with poor hips.
Holy cow!
Yeah,
you only give that to grandma if you're waiting on your inheritance.
The description says, if she's prone to cold feet, plop this Sherpa-lined machine washable foot warmer under her desk or next to the sofa, and listen as she sings its Tootsie heating praises.
Is this... That has to be a factory accident.
What a bunch of horse crap.
Where they just didn't figure out how to make two slippers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they somehow came out as one, and they were like, I will sell it anyway.
I think so, too. I think you're right. Tea drop sampler. Help her unwind.
All right.
I like that idea.
Tea's good.
Tea is good. If she's a serious tea drinker, the sampler kit will upgrade her daily routine. Teas come in cute shapes. They're perfect for moms on the go, as her drink will be ready in under 10 seconds with a little tea drop in there. That's pretty good. Petite Maya lemon tree. I don't know. You could say, who's more sour than mom? Here's a lemon tree.
Who the hell wants a lemon tree?
Nobody needs a lemon tree. I was eating some lemons today because I had a Caesar salad, gave a little zest, little lemon in it. And I'm like, geez, you know, you waste a whole lemon when you just squeeze a little bit of lemon juice in it and throw it away.
No, that's pretty much all it's good for.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really understood the lemon or the lime. It's like you don't use any of it. You just do a little squeeze and you're done with it.
Well,
just throw the whole thing away.
No, you got a zest. Do you zest?
Yeah, I zest.
You need to zest.
Yeah, I zest. I don't need a lemon tree in my backyard, that's for sure. I'd love an orange tree.
Meyer lemons are like the size of walnuts, too, so it's not really useful.
Yeah. Small triple zip crossbody bag. That's another bag for Ma.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're kind of losing. They're kind of losing their ideas.
We're getting a lot
there was
of
supposed to be
here.
60 of these, right? Cubic zirconia hoops. Yeah. See, they're running out of ideas.
Nothing says "I love you, Mom" like fake diamonds.
Oh, the party game. It's got Wordle. So I don't know. It looks like make your own Wordle.
All right.
Mom loves playing word games, which means she'll appreciate the IRL version of the Wordle video puzzle.
I don't think she will.
I don't think she will either. Luxury shower steamer. Everybody loves a little bath bomb. But what does this do? So you unwrap it, you put an aromatherapy steamer in the tub, and it gains relaxation during her shower.
What?
It has a dome shape, so the brand claims it's better than a flat one for releasing fragrance. What a bunch of horse pucky.
It looks like an espresso cup.
Yeah, it does. It's weird.
I think it's bigger than that.
It looks like half a legs. Remember legs?
Yeah.
You get like the pantyhose inside those eggs.
I don't
know
what that is or why it would be in my shower.
It's shower steamer with essential oils.
Yeah, and then I go in there and I want to take a shower and everything smells like patchouli.
And it's size extra large because Ma needs an extra large shower steamer. Yeah, come on. Essential oil diffuser bracelet. I don't think these oil diffuser things are ridiculous. Who the hell's gonna? Ma's not gonna wear a bracelet that has essential oils on it.
Who needs
and like have it drool down her wrist?
Who needs to walk around diffusing essential oils all day?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Crazy people.
That's like a wrist-mounted incense burner. Like, why?
Yeah.
What are you doing with this?
Crazy people use the essential oil diffuser.
Like, what smell do you need to take with you on the go?
Yeah. No, bad idea. All right, let's see. They're running out of ideas here. Conversation starter cards for family game night.
Wow.
Jeez, family topics. So your family doesn't talk to one another. Let's have table topics at the dining table. Whether your kids are in elementary or in their teens, this conversation starting card will bring your family closer than ever. Each card has a prompt to deepen your connection and learn something new.
If you need conversation starters with your family...
All you need to know is, I'm your son.
You don't need a box of cards. You need counseling.
Yeah, yeah. A children light up rose.
Yeah, that's that fiber optic nonsense thing they've been trying to sell to us for 30 years
really?
Now. Yeah.
I used to love those ones in Spencer Gifts that just like whisked around.
Stupid.
Yeah, they just
I had
whisked
one of them
around.
Too. Stupid.
They were like $50 or something. And you put them in like, did you have like the room with all the ultraviolet light and stuff?
Yeah, just get a lava light.
You're smoking weed and had some like velvet paintings and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are kind of neat. So, yeah, I don't think Ma would like that light-up rose. Women's pajamas. Everybody likes some pajamas. I think that's pretty cool. practical and sexy, actually.
That's not sexy.
It's a little sexy.
That's not sexy.
She's got the little side, look at how,
yeah. That's like a full bodysuit. She looks like a ninja.
To me, ninjas are sexy.
All right, if you're into ninjas, that's great.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, there's nothing to stimulate the mind there.
Come over here with your nunchucks. Initial letter pendant necklace. Here's the other thing. Like, it's the same thing as like the tote bag with the K on it. Do I need a pendant necklace with a K on it?
You know, maybe you have trouble remembering your name.
Yeah.
You could get five of them and spell out your favorite Wordle answer.
Gee, I wonder whose pendant necklace this is. It begins with L. Is it Larry's? Yeah, I don't know. Cloud 9 silky pajama set. Same problem with silk.
No.
See, those are kind of sexier than the ninja pants. She looks like a rainbow there.
That's better than the pillowcase.
Yeah.
She
looks tired. Ma looks like she's tired there.
Yeah, well, the wine just hit her.
Yeah.
She's looking like a candy striper at the hospital.
It's all right. Silk pajamas are nice.
That's not a bad look.
And they feel good on your skin. Do you ever have a silk shirt? I used to wear silk shirts when I was in my 20s.
I had satin sheets when I was in college.
Nice. Yeah.
I'll tell you how I rolled.
What was the thread count? 10,000?
It was a high thread count.
Yeah, nice. For the mom who's always in her garden, the butterfly puddling stone.
Okay. What?
For the mom who never wants to be inside with her children and her spouse.
What does one do with the puddling stone, I wonder?
It says after a rainstorm or some morning dew, the crystal mixture left behind in the puddler's glass will attract butterflies, making her garden even more beautiful than it was before.
Yeah.
Boy, what a bunch of nonsense on that one. It also brings ants.
Yeah. You know what that actually attracts? Dad's cigarette butts. Dad's cigarette butts are all going right into that.
Put it next to the barbecue, and Dad's cigarette butts will go right in there. A woman's shawl. Yeah, that says old lady.
No.
A woman's shawl.
No,
you think
that's
so?
Like the shawls are in. That's like a 30-something shawl.
Yeah.
Cool. Shawls are good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the onesie there. What is it?
Because it's not like a formless wraparound shawl. It's one that's actually a little
bit
snuggy. Fitted.
It's a little snuggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Maybe a shawl for Ma. All right. The Brooklyn Candle Company Candle of the Month subscription.
Oh, God.
What do you need a candle of the month?
What is it with the scented candles? Women
scented
love them.
Candles suck.
Mom will like that, though.
They're good for the toilet, nothing else.
She gets
Christmas and you want to smell a pine cone in the house.
Women want them all over the place. It's not a bad gift.
I don't know. Let's see. Kendra Scott's friendship bracelet. Does Mom need a friendship bracelet from their kid?
Mom doesn't have any friends.
We already discussed this.
Yeah, you're not.
With
you're,
the mother
mom's not your
and
friend.
The daughter and the son, they don't need to be your friend. Enough with that one. Ember Temperature Control Smart Mug 2. What happened to Smart Mug 1?
Didn't do too well. Is that a French press?
It is a French press.
Wow.
Ember Temperature Control Smart Mug 2. This does not come with the French press. It only comes with the mug.
What's so great about this mug?
If you think mugs are a lame gift, you haven't been introduced to the right one. Once she programs this app-controlled mug with her ideal sipping temperature, it'll keep her drink nice and warm, even if she poured in 2 hours ago and forgot to drink it. Here's another thing. Mom always had something in the microwave. Like, I always opened the microwave. There was always a cup of tea or coffee in there all the time because Mom was constantly up heating her drink. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
If I'm busy at work, I'm like, I'm reheating my coffee or my tea.
I just drink the cold coffee.
I do that, too.
I take the L. I hate it, but I take the L.
I almost feel like I deserve it for not drinking it when it was hot.
It's
I deserve the punishment.
You got up, you went, you made coffee, you put hot coffee on your desk. How did you forget about
it? If I managed my time better today, I would have deserved a nice hot coffee.
That's right.
Like I like it. But now, since I'm a loser, I'm just going to drink the rest of this cold, like, the cream's curled up the top.
Yeah.
4 p.m. coffee.
You deserve to suffer for your lack of mental awareness.
So I don't know about that. The smart mug too. I don't think she needs it.
App control.
And it's $120.
Yeah,
you can buy a microwave or two for $120. Two microwaves.
Probably doesn't work with the new iPhone, and it probably steals your identity. So I'll pass on that.
We got 10 left here in the 60 best Mother's Day gifts. Arguably the best, but according to GoodHousekeeping.com, they're the best. Q&A a day for moms. A 5-year journal.
What's that, 600 pages?
5-year journal. She needs to take a few minutes a day to write down something special between her and her baby. That could be milestones, challenges, or anything big and small. After 5 years, she'll have an incredible keepsake. You should give that for Molly. You think she'll have an incredible keepsake for Bobby?
After 5 days, it will be in the way.
Yep.
And
yep.
After 5 months, it will be in the cellar.
Yeah.
And after 5 years, it will be at a yard sale.
And usually a Q&A a day will last up to about day 4 to 7.
Well, I'm giving it 5 days.
And then there will
days.
Be blank pages on the last 500 pages.
Yeah, I'm giving it 5 days.
Yep, yep. You are the mom everyone wishes they had, frame. It's just that saying with a frame. And there's some rubber band heart in there.
You should like put a picture of a bear in there.
Yeah.
Like badger.
An Umbra extendable bathtub tray caddy.
There you go.
That's kind of wild.
It'll hold your corn.
So it'll hold the corn, some wine, your iPad, your smart mug.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the mom who can't resist a good bath, this adjustable chrome and bamboo caddy keeps everything she'll need right at her fingertips, including a book or her iPad, bath accessories, and a glass of wine. And of course, you're going to hear her yell the F-bomb when she tosses all of them in the bath because she moved.
Exactly. Right? That's what happened. The kid screams, she jumps up, and whatever's on the caddy is now
is
soaked
destroyed.
And ruined. Yes. Yes. It's a great product if you want to ruin electronics and books.
Minted heart-shaped snapshot mix.
Minted.
Minted is heart-shaped snapshot
like,
mix.
What kind of mint?
So it's a bunch of photos, and you must have to send them to them. And it's $218 at Minted, whatever
what?
That is.
No, we don't have time for that.
It says, this heart-shaped collage from Minted commemorates the best moments of her life. Birthday celebrations to candid laughs. Select the framed option. You know that mom will want to hang it up right away.
Doesn't
tell us anything.
Doesn't even smell like mint.
That doesn't tell us anything.
That's a lot of work for that one.
Yeah. And it's like you got to send them the Polaroids and everything, and then they just arrange it and put it in a frame for you. I'll do it for $218.
You had to start working on that at Christmas.
I'll do that for $20. Somebody send me all their photos. I'll make a heart out of it and put it in a frame for you. Love your lips kit. I like that. Ma loves her lips. If she prefers a no-fuss makeup routine, give her this tinted lip trio. It's a peachy nude, rosy pink, and a vibrant red.
I love a peachy nude.
All for an effortless wash of color. It's not just about looks, though. The balms are made with avocado oil and acai extras to nourish those dry, cracked lips.
You get a peachy nude and some avocado oil, you got a good weekend going.
Then you could give her a big smooch. Just be like, Happy Mother's Day, Mama. Love your lips kit. It's a nice little kit, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
Comes with a peachy nude.
Comes with the peachy nude. Mark and Graham commute leather card case. Another thing with initials on it. Her go-to wallet is probably older than you are, and that's saying something. She's due for a refresh. Get a zippered card case in her power color. Blush, pink, black. And customize it with her initials or her monogram.
Whose power color is blush?
I don't know. Power color is black?
That's not a... Black can be a...
I guess if you're goth. I guess. Yeah.
But
pink... If yeah,
we were
blush. I don't even know what blush is. Isn't that like a combo of brown and red?
If you were around in the 90s, those are not power colors. Like we know what power colors were.
Yeah,
power colors burn
bright
your
green.
Eyes when you look at them.
That's
for
right.
Too long.
My neon green shirt. Not, that's power color.
Not some weird shade of blue.
Thank you notes, papier note card set. She's a firm believer in snail mail. With stationery as pretty as this, it's easy to see why. My mom's not writing letters to anybody.
Yeah, here's some stationery, Mom. Like,
nobody what? Writes letters to anybody Good anymore. God. Lost art form. I loved writing letters to my friends and stuff back in the day, but that's gone.
Oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
What's that?
This is a Revlon or a Revlon. Is Revlon and Revlon?
No, it's Revlon.
Oh, it's Revlon, but it's spelled Revlon up top.
Okay, so it's not Revlon.
So goodhousekeeping.com editors didn't do a good job here.
No.
It's Revlon.
No, it's not Revlon. It's probably Revlon.
It's probably Revlon.
Yeah.
But they're showing a Revlon.
Yeah. What's it say on it?
Yeah,
it say
made
on,
in China. It says Revlon.
Oh, it is
I
Revlon?
I thought it was like a made in China
right.
offshoot of.
Might be a Chinese knockoff.
Yeah. It says it's a one-step volumizer.
You want a Panasonic? No, I don't.
Volumizer hot air blush. It says it's a genius tool that combines the work of round brushing and blow-drying hair into one foolproof step. Mom could get out the door faster in the morning. It's like, get out the door, Ma. Get out of here.
It's for hair. It looked a little more interesting at first.
Yeah. I don't know. Ma, get out the door. How many Ma's are getting out in the door in the morning? Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Not as many as that used to be. A lot of moms stayed home, but more and more are going out the door.
Yeah, the moms are the ones going back to the office. The dads are all staying at home.
They're just leaving the kids at home with dad, who's unemployed because he can't work a tech job because he got laid off.
Dad's like, I'm not putting on pants.
And he's middle-aged.
Why am I putting pants on? This is for losers.
Here's one. A cool Mother's Day gift idea made by Mary Amara customized ring. Stamp a gold-filled or silver band with her name on it.
You don't have time.
Or the siblings' initials. Who cares?
Have they got a cart out front where I can do this?
I don't understand this thing about people's initials and names and stuff. I mean, how many items around your house say Derek on it? Like personal items. Yeah, any?
We got a few.
Like what, though? Like a tie or something? No.
I don't have anything with my name on it, but we got some Derek.
Maybe something monogrammed, like some cufflinks or something
that. We got some Derek and Molly stuff hanging around.
Well, that's nice, though. It's a couple thing.
You've seen it.
Yeah, it's a couple thing. But, like, you don't need a wallet that says D on it.
No.
You know? Oprah's the life you want, love and happiness journal.
Yeah, pass.
Anything Oprah. Yeah. We pass. Oh, and it's part of Oprah's favorite things.
Oh, thank God.
Wow, so it's good horoscoping and Oprah's favorite things. Yeah. I know that's like me saying, here is one of Chris's favorite things. Chris's The Life You Want journal for Mother's Day. Grace, what is it, Eli? Patent satin eye mask. There you go. Stick an eye mask on mom. Let her go back to bed.
What's one of your favorite things, Chris?
What's one of my favorite things? Yeah. Going to the arcade. I used to love
That's fun. You know what one of my favorite things is?
What's that?
Like throwing up outside and then feeling better. That's one of my favorite things. Like, when's Oprah putting that list out?
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I threw up. It's been a long time.
You got to do it outdoors, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Because it's like when
outdoors and the great outdoors is fantastic when you're with your friends, like camping or something in the woods. And you feel great after. You're like, let's make some bacon and beans.
Just boot and leave. Like, okay, don't anybody walk over there.
Take my camping. Make some bacon and beans.
There you go.
So those are 60 ideas from goodhousekeeping.com. I think there was about maybe 12 good ones, and the rest were duds.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Sunday.
I can't believe it's the 10th already.
Why don't, Christmas is all about, mother, right?
Yeah.
Like Mary giving birth to Jesus. Like, why isn't that Mother's Day?
That's a nice idea, yeah.
You know, can we combine those?
Did you know there is a Grandparents' Day and a Parents' Day and a Siblings' Day?
There's Bereaved Parents'
Children's Day. My Siblings' Day, I've never gotten anything from my brothers. They should be buying me like a monogram necklace that says K.
Have you been giving them gifts?
Sure, I give them the gift of my company.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I give them a lot of sage advice that they never take.
You've got to send gifts if you want gifts.
I do.
It's like letters.
Well, see, my gift is the art of giving. I give a lot.
Yeah.
I give a lot.
You give a lot of grief.
No, I don't. People don't want that. I give a lot of wise advice. I have sage advice.
Give a lot of grief. Give a lot of attitude. People don't want those things.
Well, I got hit by a car. Life changed.
You know, I'm just.
I got jaded in some bad relationships. But I've changed a little bit. I'm more positive than negative now, I think.
You're, dare I say it, happy-go-lucky these days.
Yeah, I am happy-go-lucky these days. World Children's Day. You know when that is?
That's in May, isn't it?
It says November 20th. I've never even heard of it.
There's one in Japan, too. Japan has a Children's Day.
God, isn't it Children's Day every day when you have a child?
Yes.
It's Children's Day every day.
Yes.
I was listening. Oh, this is interesting, too. I was listening to a tape. Actually, it's a good thing for, what is this, another time, maybe around Christmas time. And it's a tape from 1986, and it's Christmas, and it's at my father's house, and my sister is there, and his wife is there, and her. And matter of fact, I think the lady that got the dollar Mother's Day card is there. So the mother-in-law is there.
Ginny's mom.
And all they're So Ginny's there, Ginny's mom, my father. And
you got Ginny's mother, Mother's Day card.
And my 2-year-old sister, who's not really speaking any words yet. So the majority of this half an hour cassette is them talking to the baby, and a lot of silence.
Yeah.
And it's literally like everything stops for adults when there's a baby in the room. All they do is address the baby or talk to the baby.
Yeah.
And no one is talking to each other. Like none of the adults are talking to one another. So bizarre. And it just seems to be like something that happens a lot with people that have kids.
Oh, yeah, because nobody wants to talk to another adult. It's like, oh, there's a baby over here. That's more interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Baby doesn't know you're an idiot. baby isn't gonna retort like, you voted for Trump.
But
get
out
of here.
But I think the thing is you can talk like an idiot to a baby, and that's what's great. I think people just their inner selves come out, and they're like, oh, I can only use four words the next hour. That'll be fun.
Yeah, not my baby. You know, talk like an idiot to my baby. He's like, come on. he's like 3 years old, and he's already over it.
Let's take another little break. We'll throw on some more tunes here. I got one from LL Cool J. I think this would work for Mother's Day. Mama said knock you out.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight... Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion. Wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you
I hated more than any other girl in the world. The way I let her treat me was totally a disgrace. I wanted to permanently wipe that smile off her face. No, I'm not joking. Yes, I was choking.
Have you pushed me from your womb only to abandon me? Where are you, Mama? I love you, and they mock my innocence. Where are you, Mama? I believe in you, and they ridicule my faith. Where are you, Mama? They laugh at my dreams of love and hope and give me the nightmares of hate and despair. Where are you, Mama? I sang in the subways and in the streets, hoping you could hear me. Where are you, Mama? I searched the heart of the Statue of Liberty and found 200 million people there. But where are you, Mama? Perhaps one day I will find you in the heart of the Statue of Liberty, when liberty is in the heart of man.
Okay, guys, well, let's have some fun shooting this commercial, all right? Now, the way it works is you two are basically coming back from basketball practice and you're hungry.
All right.
All right.
Sounds cool. Good.
All right. Then Nareda, is that right? Nareda? Yeah. Okay. Then you bust out the Gina's pizza rolls.
Okay. Got
okay.
It.
Good. And it's your line at the end, and we're out.
Okay. And at the top, I'm just doing like busy work out here.
Yeah, yeah. Just like simple mom things.
Okay. Great.
All right. Cool. All right. Let's do this.
Gina's pizza rolls commercial, take one.
All right. And action.
Hey, man. Great practice.
Yeah. I really worked up an appetite.
Me too. I sure could use a snack.
Gino's pizza rolls, they're the best.
And now they're made with 20% more real cheese.
Awesome.
Plus, it's way better than what she usually makes.
Hey! I am your mother!
That was great. I like that.
All right. Narrator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Narrator, I think that line's supposed to be light. You know, just like, hey, I'm your mother. You know, just like playful angry.
Oh, that must have come off so wrong. My apologies, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, let's just try it again.
Gino's Pizza Rolls, take two.
Paul, get out of there. All right, action.
Hey, man, great practice.
Yeah, I really worked up an appetite.
Me too. I sure could use a snack.
Gino's Pizza Rolls, they're the best.
And now they're made with 20% more real cheese.
No.
Awesome.
Plus, it's way better than what she
Hey, excuse me. I am your mother.
Oh. Hey, cut.
She really slapped me.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah, what are you doing, right?
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Happy Mother's Day. ABBA in the background. ABBA.
None of us would be here without a mother.
That's true.
As far as
we know, except for Jesus.
No, he had a mother.
Did he have a mother?
Yeah.
He didn't have a father.
He had a father, but...
Was he, yeah.
You know, Immaculate Conception.
Yeah.
God just snapped his fingers and was like, boom, here you go.
That's what happened to little Annie Skywalker, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Midichlorians just snapped their fingers and were like, hey, little Annie Skywalker.
They never did much with that, huh?
He had no father.
Yeah.
There
I
was
don't know.
No,
Qui-Gon was, could have been his
there
daddy.
There was no father. I think Qui-Gon wanted to be his daddy. I think Qui-Gon was digging the shmee, is what I'm saying.
Star Wars getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
God. I got some... what did I get this week? Oh, I got a Gamorrean god. I had to pick one of those up.
The big one?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't see that action figure too much.
No, they're
and I'm
actually...
I'm like, that's a nice figure, the Gamorrean god.
It's 8 inches now, I think. And
yeah, the Black Series are nice.
Yeah, well, it's not the Black Series. It's a new...
Super Black Series.
They're based on the retro figures.
Yes.
But they're in a larger scale and they've got more detail.
Yeah, they're Black Series, but they put them on retro cards.
Yeah, and it's yeah. So they're actually, they're not calling them Black Series anymore. They're something else, but...
Super Black Series.
I don't know. Is it Super Black Series?
No, they're just Black Series.
No, they're
still
not,
Black Series.
They're not still... No, the Black Series is like a different set.
They are. They're the Black Series.
No. It's a different set.
No, Black Series 6-incher. Black inch. Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. Black
talking,
and 6-inch.
You're talking about
Gamorrean God. This is a great gift for Mom.
You're talking about the big 8-inch one, right?
No, it's a 6-inch.
I don't know. Mom wants 8 inches of Gamorrean God.
See, there it is.
Oh,
the
no,
Black
no.
Series.
No, those are the ones on the. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I
That's
just got it.
That's not Black Series.
Sure it is.
Doesn't say Black Series on it.
Jedi
there.
Black Series.
What?
Gamorrean God 40th anniversary version.
Why are those so. What? Why?
They want $60 for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two of them. Because you need to have two Gamorrean gods.
Yeah.
Because one's going to get killed off by Luke or somebody.
Right. One gets eaten by the Rancor, and then the other one, I don't know.
But what I ended up
shows
doing...
Shows up in The Mandalorian a few years later.
I got those little miniaturized arcade ones, like Centipede, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, all those.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the same size as the Black Series.
Yeah.
So I got a Star Wars arcade. So
That's
I got
nice.
Those little things set up with the Star Wars guys. It looks cool. It's a little Star Wars arcade where everybody's playing video games.
I've seen those at Target. They're intriguing, but I think they're like $30, aren't they?
Well, I got the cash. I figured,
no,
what the hell?
No. I'm just saying.
It's $33.99 for a Gamorrean God. That's a good Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, well, you know, if she likes a Gamorrean God.
You can get three Gamorrean Gods for Mom under $100.
You can get Leia in the Boosh Disguise. She might like that.
You could still stick an ear of corn in there.
That's right.
Why don't you have a Mother's Day stocking like Christmas? Why don't they just do that?
Yeah.
It should be Mother's Day slippers, right? But make them into a longer stocking. You can have that uni slipper that we had there, whatever that thing
or
was.
Or maybe you just take her slippers and whatever you can fit in them is the gift.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you ever put on slippers and then something was in them, like a bug or a spider or anything?
Oh, yeah. Like change.
Awful. Change.
Change winds up in slippers all the time.
Little cold change.
Yeah. It's like, why is there a quarter in here? Like, where did that...
Well, you had a hole in your pocket to slip down into your slipper.
Or in my case, if you own a cat...
Yeah.
Like the cat used to take, like he used to like to play with soda caps.
Yeah.
And when he was done, he'd take the soda caps and put them in your slipper.
Really?
So you put your slipper on and like break your toe on the thing. That was fun.
Hmm.
Cats are charming.
This is a nice version of Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles in the background from
the
anthology.
This is when everybody else was fed up with Paul and didn't want to sing with him anymore.
Yeah. They're like, we're going to leave the studio.
Yeah,
like, you do your thing with the producer. We'll be back in 3 days.
Yeah.
Yep. I love this album. George Magical is, Mystery Tour.
George is in India. John's making art with Yoko, and Ringo's hanging out at the club.
Yeah. Arguably still the best band, Beatles. What do you think?
I don't think it's a contest. Is there anyone who's even in the running?
I wouldn't think so, but you ask anybody under 40 and they would say yes.
Yes, most was of them nowhere don't. Near better than
no,
the
no.
Beatles.
No, they would say yes, there's somebody worse than the better than the Beatles.
Like who? What, Arcade,
yes was a great prog
Arcade
band.
Fire? Come on.
They'd come up with something. They'd come up with something without any weight behind it. Like they'd be like, The Clash, of course The Clash. And like, okay, name me five Clash songs and they'll name you one.
The Clash was good, but not better than the Beatles.
No, of course not.
And I think, did The Clash ever cover the Beatles? I don't know.
No, they ever even make a nice song about their mother like the Beatles did?
Paul never wrote a song for The Clash. He wrote songs for everybody else.
There was quite a few songs about mothers in there. Julia was about John's mother, right? And Paul had a few songs about mothers. Wasn't I Am the Walrus about his mother?
Might have been. Herman's Hermits, that was a better band than the Beatles.
Goo Goo Gajube. Kinks was a great band.
That was a great band. Not better than the Beatles.
Stones, great band.
Some people make the argument for the Stones.
I would put the Stones in there because of the longevity, the fact that they're together longer.
But
Mick is obviously a great lead man, but all of them were great.
The thing about the Stones is musically, they're never quite anywhere. Like in the early days, you might have made a case.
They weren't as smart as the Beatles. They were not as smart as the Beatles.
They were as smart as the Beatles, but they went in a very different direction with it. And they were like, we can be really dark and edgy and sexy with this.
Yeah.
And that sells a lot of records, which it does. The problem is, like, 50 years later, you got to get up on stage and sing that. And that's the real reason you're not doing Brown Sugar anymore.
Oh,
is because
song.
Mick Jagger singing Brown Sugar just looks stupid.
It's great stuff.
Whereas Paul McCartney can still get up there and sing When I'm 64. Or Yellow Submarine, or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Mother's Day, Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to call Ma. Maybe I'll go see her. We'll see. I don't know what I'm doing yet.
I'll, do something nice for my wife.
Yeah. Enjoy the day. And everybody that has a mother, or had a mother, or wants to become a mother, or is a mother.
Yeah, you know what I might
all
do?
All the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
You know what I might do for my wife is change a diaper.
Yeah, do that. That's a nice thing to do. Why not? Look, that could be the coupon book, 50 change diapers.
Yeah. No, just doing the one.
Just one? You're
just
not changing
one.
Diapers?
No.
My brother changes diapers all the time.
What? No.
Yeah.
That's, no.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good diaper man.
Not man's work.
Yeah, he's a good diaper man. But I like the coupon book, and I like that little love book. Those are fun. Those are personal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chocolates. You know what wasn't on there? Chocolates, right? They had strawberries covered in chocolates, but come on, a good chocolate, maybe a box of turtles.
There's no good chocolates anymore.
Oh, like there's gotta be. What about that? Those like hazelnut things that look like half an egg, and they drizzle some nuts on it or something.
Oh, you're gonna get those at Christmas now, I think.
Yeah, I'm my chocolatier idea is still in the making. I've been perfecting.
You can't even.
I've
get
been
the
perfecting my chocolates.
You can't even get the shave ice together.
No, I'm perfecting the chocolates. I'm gonna have my first chocolatier calendar by December, and I'm gonna sell them for Mother's Day.
Can we get some chocolate covered shaved ice?
Yeah, that would be a nice one. A nice frozen chocolate on one day.
Chocolate covered
shaved
ice.
I'll put a mini refrigerator in there for like day 18. And everybody will be like, why is my chocolate cold? This is amazing. He's like the Wonka of 2023. Yeah. But
don't bite into it. You'll chip your teeth.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week. I think Tufts is finishing up school. And the summer session has already started for the radio show, so we might as well stick around. If you want to stick around, we'll do some What Is This throughout the summer for everybody, and
we'll
play
keep
some
going
tunes.
We're going to take August
about
off.
Our week.
We're going to take August off, right? Everybody takes August off.
Yeah, we could take August off. We can bring it on the road.
We'll be here in August.
Yeah, yeah.
Where on the road are we going? Are we going somewhere?
I don't know, Rhode Island.
I lost all my vacation time in jury
we'll
duty.
We'll do it live from Winston's boat.
I'm not going anywhere.
We'll do it live from Winston's boat.
Nice.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What Is This with Derek and Chris will be back next week. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Up comes Mellow Max.
Thanks, Mom.